The big seed companies want to put out a product which will not grow in the next season, threatening thousands of years of agricultural technology, especially in the third world. Now there's a threat to the moratorium on so-called Terminator seeds, as we find out in this report from Co-op Radio in Vancouver, the show called Red Eye.
Indigenous peoples, local communities, and smallholder farmers have repeatedly called for a ban on Terminator seed technology. Last week at a meeting of the Working Group on 8J, who report to the UN's Convention on Biological Diversity, new recommendations were put forward by rich nations that seriously threaten an existing moratorium on Terminator seed technology. Hope Shan of the ETC Group, which is based in Ottawa, also known as the Etc. Group, was in Grenada, Spain for the meeting and saw these developments unfold, and she joins us this morning from her home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
It's nice to talk to you. Before we talk about the events in Spain, can you describe for us the essential features of Terminator seed technology?
Yes, Terminator technology refers to plants that have been genetically modified so that they render sterile seeds at harvest time. And the reason that these were developed, they were developed by the multinational seed and agrochemical industry and by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the idea is, of course, to prevent farmers from reusing their harvested seed. And it's a means of maximizing seed industry profits because it obviously would require farmers to return to the commercial seed market every year.
Now, recount for us then what happened in Grenada. What was the process that led to the new proposed recommendations?
Well, let me just say that ever since these Terminator technology has been, ever since the patents were unveiled back in 1998, there was massive public opposition to this idea. It was considered a very dangerous anti-farmer technology. And starting back in 1998, the issue went to the United Nations, to the Convention on Biological Diversity. And in the year 2000, this Convention on Biological Diversity passed a de facto moratorium, which would prohibit the field testing and commercial use of this technology because they saw it as a threat to small farmers, to biodiversity, and the environment. And in the last couple of years, what we've seen is that moratorium has been under attack by industry and by some governments, such as the United States and Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. So what happened in Grenada is that this was a small meeting leading up to a bigger meeting next month. This time, the Canadian government tried to take a more neutral position. Previously, what we saw last year was that the Canadian government tried to undermine the moratorium, and had a memo was leaked to us that revealed that the Canadian government was going to propose wording that would lead to allowing for the field testing and commercialization of Terminator technology. At this past meeting, a week and a half ago in Grenada, the Canadian government officially stated that it's neither for nor against Terminator technology. But in reality, what we saw was that they were backing the Australian government and the New Zealand government in attempting to weaken this moratorium.
So how did that process unfold in Grenada? Because I was looking at your blog on the ETC website, and it seems like it kind of came out of the blue, that it was a bit of a surprise, the maneuver that happened by Australia.
Well, it was sort of a shameful thing to see happening at that meeting, because the purpose of that meeting really was to consider how Terminator technology would affect Indigenous peoples, small farmers, and the right of farmers to save seeds. Unfortunately, those governments really did not take this into consideration. And although there are many governments all over the world who have called for an outright ban on this technology, what we saw in Grenada was very skillful maneuvering by just a few companies, by a few countries. And I want to mention, too, that the agrochemical and seed industry was there in force. Companies like Monsanto, Delta and Pineland, the International Seed Federation. There's tremendous pressure to get this technology to gain acceptance for the technology. And the reason for that, of course, is that this is just too profitable for the multinational seed industry to abandon this goal.
What was the specific maneuver that the Australian negotiators took?
The Australian negotiator, in a small contact group, a negotiating session, said that their government was not prepared to allow language referring to a precautionary approach to Terminator unless they were able to insert language referring to a case-by-case risk assessment of the technology. Now, that may not seem too damaging on the surface, but basically what that means is that by inserting that kind of language, allowing for case-by-case risk assessment, it's opening the door to basically regulatory approval of this technology. So if you have a de facto moratorium with language that calls for case-by-case risk assessment, it's basically shot with holes and is opening the door to regulatory approval. The Canadian government's role was that they another maneuver by the Australian government was that they did not want to use the word reaffirm in association with the moratorium, and that instead they would use the term that they would just simply recall the moratorium, which was much weaker language. And Canada stated that reaffirming the moratorium was not needed and that the moratorium could just be recalled. Fortunately, the Canadian government did not insist on this point, and the moratorium was ultimately reaffirmed but weakened by this extra language.
Now, where did the majority of countries who were participating stand with respect to the moratorium on Terminator technology? Were there voices that were heard in opposition?
Absolutely. The African group, the government of Uganda gave a talk for the African group and gave a very passionate speech calling for an outright ban on the technology and a recommendation that governments consider national regulations to prohibit the field testing and commercialization of this technology. So the African group was very strong. The entire European community supported a reaffirmation of the moratorium. India and Brazil both mentioned that they have, in fact, passed national laws banning this technology. Egypt was also very strongly against the technology. Kenya. The vast majority of countries support the moratorium. Many are calling for it to be strengthened. And so it really is an outrageous position to come by just a few countries to come and say that to try to undermine that moratorium by introducing language that will ultimately lead to regulatory approval.
And what are the risks with this language going forward to the upcoming meeting? I believe it's in Brazil.
Well, the risk is that the moratorium will be further weakened, and we are at this point working with governments all over the world to not only reaffirm this moratorium but to strengthen it. And the worst thing that could happen, of course, is if the Canadian government, Australia, and New Zealand continue to try this tactic of undermining the moratorium.
What was the response of farmers' rights groups who were there in Grenada to talk about the dangers and the downsides of Terminator technology?
Unfortunately, there was not a lot of debate on the floor about the real dangers of Terminator technology, but what there were official papers, an expert group report that had met several years ago, and their report went to this meeting in Grenada, and there was no question that the technology would be extremely dangerous for indigenous peoples, local communities, and farmers' rights, because basically this technology has the potential to extinguish the ability of farmers to do seed saving and community level plant breeding. It would, there's no question that it would have a major impact on indigenous and local communities, and in all kinds of ways, in terms of seed saving and seed exchange practices.
And how serious a threat is that to farmers who are practicing small scale agriculture?
Well, there are an estimated 1.4 billion people who depend on farm-safe seed as their primary seed source. Or just put another way, an estimated 3/4 of the world's farmers routinely save seed from their harvest to reuse the following season. So this is not, although, you know, in North America we don't hear about farmers as much saving seed from year to year, it still isn't a very, very common practice. It's the foundation, basically, for local food security.
And presumably the large seed companies who are interested in seeing their profits increase from this technology would have no qualms about really sticking it to farmers who were using trying to save their own seed.
Well, there's no question that when this when the patents were first revealed introducing this technology, the companies and the U.S. Department of Agriculture basically said that this was a way to protect the proprietary nature of seeds and to introduce them into what they called then the second and third world, where farmers routinely save seed from their harvest. In other words, it's a way for them to penetrate new markets. They won't need to worry about whether these countries observe patents on seeds, because this technology will be a biological enclosure. It's a biological tool to guarantee monopoly for the companies.
What avenues of action and opposition are open to people to press for the maintenance of an effective moratorium?
Well, fortunately, there's a new Ban Terminator campaign that was basically started in Canada by Canadian NGOs and the National Farmers Union, and is a member of the Ban Terminator campaign. And that's an excellent place for people to go and to find out more about resources that are available to explain the issue. Canadians are being asked to write to Prime Minister Harper and to their members of Parliament. It's very important that the new Conservative government take a very clear position against Terminator and abandon the Liberal Party position of neither promoting nor opposing Terminator. I can suggest that any of your listeners who want to find out more, just go to banterminator.org, and that's banterminator, all one word, .org.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning, Hope.
Thank you very much.
Take care. I've been speaking with Hope Shand of the Etc. Group, and Hope spoke with us from her home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and the website that she referred to for the Ban Terminator campaign is at banterminator.org.